感谢主，我们最近呢就是特别深感动，我们有讲这个基督的身体教会的合一。
So praise the Lord, so recently God have moved me to talk about the body of Christ.
那主耶稣呢，就我们好多时候想传福音，对吧？我们都想传福音，对不对？
So many times we want to preach the gospel.
但是最好传福音的方法是什么呢？
So what is the best way to preach gospel?
那我们看看这个圣经里面这个约翰福音十三章怎么讲。
So let's turn to the book of John, chapter 13.
这里面讲到一些经文呢，大家知道这是怎么样才算是传福音最好的方法。
So this is scripture. It talks about what's the best way.
约翰福音十三章三十四到三十五节。
So John 13, 34 to 35.
我赐给你们一条新的命令，那是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
那三十五节，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。
But this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another.
那这里呢，就是主耶稣给一条新的命令，是要我们彼此相爱，这是一条命令。
So this is a new command, a commandment that you have to love each other.
也就是说，你们必须要彼此相爱。
So meaning that you have to love each other.
而且当我们彼此相爱的时候呢，别人就认出我们是基督的门徒。
And by loving each other, other people will recognize you as disciples.
也就是人就知道，哦，他们是跟随基督的。
So meaning that people will see, okay, that these people are Christ followers.
哦，他们就相信的这个好消息是真的。
And they will believe that the good news is real.
他们相信的救恩是真的。
And they will know that salvation is for real.
他们相信着丰盛的生命是真的。
And they will know that abundant life is for real.
这就是神要我们彼此相爱。
So God wants us to love each other.
所以圣经里面有好多的比喻，就是用基督的上帝的家。基督的身体来比喻我们中间的一个关系多么的重要。
So that's why there's a lot of parables comparing the body of Christ to the church. So how we love each other in a family.
那主耶稣又讲到另外一个比彼此相爱更有利的一个传福音的方式，或者说呢，他的荣耀能够彰显的方式呢，也在约翰福音。
And also in Book of John, there's another way that Jesus talked about how you preach the gospel.That will be even more powerful than.
那讲到我们翻到约翰福音十七章。
So let's turn to the Book of John 17.
我不二十节到二十六节。
20 to 26.
他这里大家仔细的要注意，耶稣在讲什么？为什么我说这个比这个彼此相爱更加有能力
？So why do I say that this is even more powerful than loving each other?
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我也在你们，在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you.May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me.
二十二节，你说赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
I in them and you in me, may they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me.
父啊，我在哪里？你所赐给我的人，愿你所赐给我的人也同我在那里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am.And to see my glory, the glory you have given me, because you loved me before the creation of the world.
So, 公义的父啊，世人未曾认识你，我却认识你，这些人也知道你差了我来。
Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me.
我一见你的名，指示他们，还要指示他们，是你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, that I myself may be in them.
这段经文不知道大家觉得好懂还是不好懂。
Is it easy for you to understand?
但是至少我们看到的合一是非常重要。
But at least we know that unity is important.
这里也讲到呢，就是说我在主耶稣讲，我在你的里面，父的里面，我在他们的里面，就是这个里面一个在另一个，这就是一个互相的拥有，完全的拥有，完全的合一。
So Jesus said that I am in you, the Father, and also He is in us, the believers. So it's a complete unity.
但是这里讲到呢，当他们合而为一的时候呢，怎么样？就会，世人就会知道呢，你差派了我来。
It says when we are completely united together, the world will know that you have sent me.
也就是说，当基督徒合一的时候，人就知道耶稣就是上帝差派来的，
so,
没有别的。
So when believers unite, and people will recognize that we have been sent by God.
Christ,
yeah, no doubt.
这里呢讲到两次讲到呢是他们合而为一，完了叫世人可以信你差了我来。
So here twice it mentioned that be united and so that people will know that you have sent sent Jesus, God has sent Jesus.
两次呢，圣经里面如果主耶稣讲两次呢，就是铁棒钉钉。
So when Jesus Christ mentioned something twiceMeans that it is it's done, yes, for sure.
那就是这里，不管我们对这个圣经的理解怎么样，我们知道呢，就是说这个合一呢，就会带下圣极大的荣耀，而且带下极大的爱。这里讲到就我在你的里面，是你爱他们如同爱我一样，就是这个爱呀，就是满了。
So when in unity you will bring down the power of God, so that means that you are in me and I'm in you to This is done, and the power will come.
就是当我们合一的时候啊，那个主耶稣的荣耀就显现出。
So when we are united, the glory of God will be manifested.
那我想问大家两个问题啊。
Let me ask you two questions.
第一个问题。
First.
爱和合一是不是一回事
？So love and unity are they the same thing?
大家可以回应一下，回应一下啊。
You can try.
不一定说一定要多对多错啊，这也回应我互动一下，好吧
？So no right or wrong.
有爱肯定合一不了。
OK.
So he's saying that without love we cannot be united.
OK. 反过来成立不成立？
反过来不成。
OK, 那就对了，就是还是不一样的，对吧
？So a vice versa, I mean, if we flip that around, it won't make sense, right? So it's different.
So love and unity is different.大家还有什么
？Who else？
合一，爱和合一肯定是不一样的，对吧
？So it is different, right? Love and unity.
那圣经上讲，你要爱你的仇敌，你能不能和你的仇敌住在一起、啊、
？So the Bible says you have to love.
肯定不行嘛，对吧
？Enemy, can you be, you know, live with your enemy, united?
所以这个爱和合一是不一样的，对吧
？So love and unity is different.
但圣经上讲呢，就是夫妻俩一定要合一。
But the Bible says, for a couple, for a husband and wife, you have to be united.
这是新约旧约都讲的，是成为一体。
So that's what I would talk is mentioned in the Old Testament and also in New Testament. So as a family, you have to be united, husband and wife.
那新约里面的新约的教会作为这个基督的心腹呢，这个整体呢，耶稣的祷告也是要合一。
So for the New Testament, as a bride of the Christ, so the body of Christ has to be united.
So, 爱能还是合一能
So which one is harder, love or unity? Which one is harder?
合一能，对了，合一是更高一个层次，对了。
So unity will be harder.
那第二个问题是什么呢
？So the second question.
前面那段十三章的经文呢，爱说我是一个命令。你们要彼此相爱，我是新的命令。
So, the previous scripture that we read that he gave a new commandment to love, is a commandment.
这里有没有讲我命令你们合一
？So here, the new scripture, did he say that I command you to be united?
有没有 哎，你们读圣经有没有？对，读哈斯贝。
Did he command us to be united?
哎，弟兄姐妹，我们的神呢是非常实际的神。
So brothers and sisters, our God is a practical God.
这个是一个耶稣的祷告。
So this is a prayer of Jesus Christ.
耶稣的祷告两次呢，铁板钉钉，但是呢，他没有要求你做。
So for Jesus' prayers, so he prayed twice. It is done. However, he did not command us to be united.
那为什么既然铁板钉钉，他又没有说命令你做呢
？So if it is for sure to be done, then how come he did not command us to do that?
为什么
？Why? It's too hard.
It must take God.
一定要有神才可以。
所以他是向父祷告。
Because he's praying to God.
这件事情必要成就，但是呢，是一定是靠父神的能力成就。
It will be done. However, it needs the power of God.
而且他这个祷告呢是非常重要，因为是他上十字架之前最后一个祷告。
So it is also a very important prayer because this is the prayer that he did, the last prayer that he did before he went up.
也就是说，这是最重要的事情。
Meaning that is the most important thing.
一个人当他离开家人的时候，他要交代什么最重要的事情。
So if a person that leaves the house before he goes, he will give some, you know, like requirements, like commands. Usually he will give the most important commands.
所以这是最重要的事情。
So that is the most important command.
但是呢，他并没有。说我给你一个新的命令，你一定要合意。
So it's the most important thing for him to do. However, he did not say this is a new command I give you.
因为神知道你合意不了，合意不了。
Because God knows you cannot be united with others.
你自己的能力是合意不了。
With your own little power, you cannot be united.
所以耶稣给你讲都不讲。
So that's why Jesus even won't even mention that to us.
但是他要祷告。
However, he will pray.
你知道吗？非常重要的事情，非常重要的祷告，他知道父神必要成就。
So it's an important thing, and it's an important prayer. He knows that God will accomplish.
所以，当我其实这个刚才我讲的这个呢，是昨天夜里面我醒来的时候突然亮了，说不是一个命令，是一个祷告，我非常感动，非常非常感动。
So this is the enlightenment that I received last night during my sleep.And I woke up and I was very touched because I know this is a, it's not a requirement. I mean, it's not a command for us.
但是呢，是一个祷告。
But it is a prayer.
而且必然要成就。
And it will be done.
我为什么会那么感动呢
？Why it touched me so much?
因为我们的主啊是非常实际。
Because our God is such a practical God.
他是非常讲情也非常讲理的。
He is he's very sensitive.
Reasonable. 他从来不像人啊，人有时候不讲情，有时候不讲理。我们的主耶稣呢，既讲情也讲理。
So for men, a lot of time we are not logical and not reasonable. But however, our God is a sensible God.
他非常体谅人的软弱。
He knows our weakness.
他知道人能做什么，人不能做什么。
He knows what we can do, what we cannot do.
他也知道天父能做什么。
And he also knew that what God can do.
他也知道他在十字架上成就的大功是完全可以成就的。
And he also knew that he was able to accomplish the power that is on the cross.
所以我非常，很多时候我这么三十多年跟主打交道，跟人打交道五十多年，我发现主是非常合情合理做事情，我所以我相信他。我有什么事情想找主，我不能找人，因为人好多时候，要么不讲情，要么不讲理。
So over the last 30 years, I've been following God, and with my interaction with God and other people, I know that God is a very sensible God. So when problem comes, I'm not going to ask other people to help. I will only go to ask God because He's very sensible, very reasonable God.
你明白吗？他这里。你知道这什么叫神的话吗
？Do you know what is the word of God？
你知道这个是约翰随便写的吗
？Is this something that John just writes up？
这是神的话。
It is the word of God。
神知道人能做什么，不能做什么。
He knew that what man can do and what man cannot do。
但是呢，这件事情合一必须要成就。
However, to be united, this unity has to be done。
这个合一在神的这个国度里面正在成就。
And it is going in places in the kingdom of God.
但是呢，他会拣选一些人作为种子。
However, he will first choose some people as a seed.
就像他起初拣选挪亚、亚伯拉罕、大卫的时候一样，先要有一个种子。
Just like when he has chosen Abraham, David, and Moses, he first of all need to have the seeds first.
所以这个生命的种子种下去的时候呢，他就要接触更多的资历了。
So when the life, the seeds of life planted, it will grow and produce more seeds.
但是生命的种子怎么样接触更多的资历来呢
？How can a seed of life
大家记得圣经里面怎么讲
？Produce more fruit. What did the Bible said?
一粒麦子除非落在地里死了。
So unless a seed has fallen and died, buried, died in the ground.
所以这就是十字架。
So that is the cross.
这就是生命的一个蜕变。
And it is the transformation.
这是生命的倍增。
Of life and also a multiplication of life.
这是爱的源头。
And also the source of love.
这是爱的动力。
And also the motive.
也是合一的动力。
And also the motive for unity. Motivation for unity.
那圣经里面讲到这个合一呢，有一个特别的比喻，在新约、旧约都讲，就是桑骨拧成的绳子。
So in the Old Testament and the New Testament, there is a parable for unity. So that is the three strands of threads.
Yeah, 我们放到《传道书》第四章第十二节。
We can turn to 这个怎么念
？Ecclesiastes.
You know, right?
Everybody else can say
that. 十二节。有人攻胜孤身一人，若有二人便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Chapter 4, 十二节。Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
这里讲到一个人、两个人、三个人。
It says one, two people, and three.People.
那一个人呢，很容易被别人攻。
It says for one is easily overpowered.
两个人呢就能抵挡。
And two can defend for themselves.
那三股拧成的绳子呢就不容易折断。
A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
那所以讲到这个形容我们的合一啊、团结的时候呢，就用三股拧成的绳子。
So when we talk about like unity, we usually use the strands, the three cords of strands to signify the unity.
我想我们中间的成人们对这个道理都非常的，非常的清楚。
As adults, mature adults, it's probably very easy for you to understand.
但是好多时候呢，这个东西它没有进到我们的灵魂的深处去。
However, like these things sometimes cannot seep in into the deep soul of ours.
那好多时候在我们的头脑里面。
Sometimes it just only sticks in our head.
但是呢，神要让我们进到我们的心里。
However, God wants us to be inside our heart.
就是真的是一个启示的大光要进到我们的里面，我们清楚了，从头到脚都清楚了。
We need to have this enlightenment, this light shine into us, so that we will totally understand this.
这个三股拧成的绳子呢，我们在大概十多年前呢，我们西安教会就是那时候神就是呼召我们。走这个合一啊，在加拿大不同的教会啊，世界各地，就是这个不仅仅是传讲合一，而是带下合一的。
So, over the last many years, that God has led Church of Zion to preach this unity, not just in our local church but international way, to not just speak about it but also walk in it.
那这个三股拧成的绳子呢？对我来说，一个学习物理的人，我。其实很简单，对我来说。
So as a man of in this physics field, it's very easy for me to understand the three strands of.
但是有一次我在弟兄们祷告的时候，突然我看到这个异象，三股拧成的绳子，神把这个里面的一些奥秘就解开了，在那个异象。
So by one time during a brother's prayer meeting, God showed me something, and it shows me the secret behind.The three chords.
我今天呢就给大家来解释一下，就是说我觉得非常重要，让大家明白 这个后面的一些属灵的原则和这个神的定律在里面。
So I want to explain this to you so that you will understand the spiritual understanding behind it.
那我想让这个阿姆来放一个图片。
So Alvin will show us a picture.
放到那个拧在一起的那个，第二个
，OK。
但三部，这我用三种颜色呢。我当时就这样做，我写在2009年的时候呢，神有一系列关于这个科学方面的启示呢，我就把它编辑成一个册子。
So in 2009, God was motivated me to write some articles about, you know, the scientific finding that represents God. So I wrote this book.
那其中一篇文章呢，就是这个三股凝成的绳子。
So one of the article that I wrote is about the three strands of quartz.
我要简简的就是说，这个启示呢，其实真的是非常非常的 powerful.
So I want to explain that to you so that this is a very powerful enlightenment for me.
我给大家讲一个啊，这是荣耀归给主。我把这个文章呢翻译成英文呢，当时就发给很多人。
So I translated this article into English and then I sent to many people.
在祷告会里面碰到一个西人的姐妹，老姐妹。
So I met this sister in the prayer meeting, an older sister.
是一个西人，
an Caucasian.
我就把这个给她。
So I gave it to her.
当时可能有五六篇文章呢，在一起的一个小册子。
So about five or six articles that handed in a like little booklet.
过了一段时间，我碰到他的时候，他非常高兴地告诉我有一件重大的事情发生。
And then after a while, she came back to me and telling me that a big thing has happened.
他说他因为他离婚了，他因为他看了我这篇文章以后呢，他回去跟他的老公复婚了。
Oh, yeah.
She was divorced. So after she read about the articles, she was reconciled with her husband.
I said, Hallelujah!
I said, Hallelujah!
Wow, 我说你真是一个聪明的妇人啊。
And I said, well, what a wise woman you are.
我说，哎呦，这个写文章的人也是聪明人啊。不要开玩笑，不要背给主。
And also a wise man, a wise man to be able to write this article.
但是真的是神的启示。
But it is a God's.
我当时写的时候，我看到异象，
so,
我看到了异象。
So when I write this article, I saw a vision.
我当时看到这个异象的时候，非常非常的吃惊。
So when I saw this vision, I was very shocked.
因为这些原理对我一个学物理的人很简单，但是呢，从来没有往这个地方想过。
Because to me, because I studied physics, it's very easy to for me to understand. But however, I have never thought it that way.
那我要先让大家看看这些图啊，为什么这么吃惊
？So I will show you some pictures and see like why it shocked me so much.
那我们走到第一张图。
So we go to the first picture.
第一张图呢，我们看到这三股绳子呢，它看似在一起，但是没有拧在一起，对吧
？So the first picture you will see three strands of cord. It seems like they are together, but they are not.
叫做貌合神离呀。
So even though they seem to be united, they are not.
那现在这个重的石头呢，掉在上面的时候，哪一个在承受力量
？So when this so the rock is hanging on it, which strand is holding the most of the weight?
白的。
另外两个呢，有在。
So the white one is holding most of the weight.The other two are not so much.
就像我们早期结婚的时候呢，师母承受所有经济的压力，我对金钱一点概念也没有，我有在。
Just like when we first got married, so Susan was, you know, holding all the financial weight on her. So I wasn't like care too much about money.
Anyway, 第三张图片，你再看看。
So we go to the last one.
你发现，当这个绳子呢，它承受不了的时候。哪一个先断？
白色
先断。
So when this when this strands cannot no longer hold the weight, which one breaks first? The white one.
那红色和蓝色呢没断，对吧
？So the red and the blue was still together.
still
still
okay.
Like okay, yeah.
但白的断了以后，什么事情发生
？So what happens if the white one breaks？
重量就全部落在谁的身上？红的身上。
So the weight will now falls onto the red cord。
那红的很快就断了。
And very soon the red cord will break。
红的断了以后呢，重量就落在蓝的身上。
So if the red thread breaks, then the weight will fall on the blue。
蓝的也就断。
Eventually the blue will break。
但是我们再看中间那张图片。
Let's go back to the middle of the picture, yeah, the second picture。
但是大家都知道，拧在一起的时候呢，那三股绳子呢，谁都不容易断。
So you know that when three cords are twisted together, so none of them will break easily.
我要问大家一个问题：如果说一股绳子可以承担一公斤的力量的话，三股绳子拧在一起承担多少公斤？三公斤
？So if one strand of cord holds 1 kilogram of weight, how many weight can three cords hold?
是不是三公斤？
Is it 3?
30?
Is it 30?
300. 可能会3000. Yeah.
It's probably 300 to 3000?
当然跟这个拧的方法有关系。
It depends on how the cords are twisted.
那大家要知道就是说为什么这个合一的力量这么大。
You have to understand why the power of unity is this much, is that much.
它不是两倍三倍。
It's not like double or triple.
甚至不是十倍八倍。
Not even like 8 times or 10 times.
是几百倍几千倍。
It's actually 1000 times, hundreds of thousand times.
所以我们感谢神，我们中间的都是聪明人。
So, praise God, all of us are wise people.
聪明人就是这样明白。我们要按神的道去做。
So, as wise people, we need to know that we have to do it according to God's way.
那大家知道合一，但是呢，好多时候我们有一个仇敌。大家记住，我们有一个仇敌。
So we know about unity, but you have to always remember there is an enemy.
哎，他就不让我们合一。
So this enemy doesn't want us to be united.
我在写文章的这个大概这个前后的时间呢，我有两件事情非常触动我在生活里面的两件事情。
So while I was writing on this article, there are two things that touched my life.
但是有一个年轻的房客，租我的地方，他就向我抱怨。
So there was a young tenant that lives in my place, and he complained. He's not. He complains to me.
他做很苦的工，但是工资也很少。
So he did a very heavy labor work, but he doesn't earn much.
他就说，我不明白，我们家四口人，我爸爸租一个房子，我妈妈租一个房子，我姐姐租一个房子，我又在你这里租一个房子，我们为什么四个人就不可以住在一起？
So he was asking me this question. So they are a family of four, and he's asking why my father has to rent a place, and also my mom has to rent another place.And my sister rents a different place, and I'm also renting. Why can't we just live together?
明白，他心里有这样一个问题。
So he has this question.
你知道他当时呢，这个小伙子腰也不好，他在做那个很重的体力活。
So he has some back injuries. So but he's doing very heavy labor work.
挣的工资又低。
And then he doesn't make much.
他说我们四个人住一栋房子不就很轻松了吗？
So wouldn't be that easier if all of us can live in one place?
但他说为什么我们就不能住在一起？
Then how come we cannot live together?
这个问题等一会我们再回答。
We will answer that question later.
还有另一件事情。
And also another thing.
也是让我就是引发我的思考。
And also triggers my, you know,My thinking.
有一次我们教会在公园里面的野餐，我就看到一个无家可归的人。
So that time we had a church gathering in a park, and then I saw this homeless man.
他睡在凳子上。
And he was sleeping on a bench.
我就给他拿一盘食物去给他。
So I just brought him some food.
后来就跟他聊一下。
And I start talking to him.
我说你为什么睡在这里？
And I asked him why are you sleeping like on a bench?
我看他醉醺醺的。
He was like kind of tipsy, like drunk.
说我的太太想把我绑在笼子里面， 关在笼子里面。
So my wife is trying to trap me in a cage.
她说我现在得到了真正的自由。
Now I have true freedom.
我觉得这是真正的自由。
And then I question, you know, like, is that real freedom?
她是为了婚姻，为了爱进入一个为了爱进入婚姻，但是呢，不能合一，变成无家可归。
So because of love, he entered into a marriage.And, but because of marriage, he's been trapped, you know, like he has no way out.
所以当时呢，这些东西引发也是激励我啊，接上先知的预言，但是也没有发预言说你有个很重要的护照，就是把神学和科学要结合起来。
So at that time, I had this email prophesized over me that I have an important calling that you know to link science with God.
后来我就顺服就开始写这些东西。我不是一个写作的人。
So in order to you know like submit myself, so I start writing all these things. Even though I'm not a man of like I'm not a writer.
那这里我们看到这个呢，上古凝成的绳子有一个惊人的能力在里面。
But here we see that the three strands of cord has a powerful, you know, like a it's a powerful thing.It holds weight.
It's incredible, powerful. Sorry.
Okay, incredible.
但是呢，后面有一个令人吃惊的原理。
But there is a shock, surprising, you know, 什么原理？principle behind it.
我要让大家来看看，就是它的原理是什么。
So I want you to understand the principle behind this.
其实呢，绳子当它拧在一起的时候啊，它就会这个房客打电话来，这个房客现在也经历这个东西。
So a tenant called, and this tenant also going through the same thing.
乌克兰人。
A Ukraine.
那就他就乌克兰人又找了一个 roommate 住在那里。
So this man from Ukraine and now has a new roommate.
现在两个人吵架呢，一个要把另一个赶出去。
So now they are in fight. So one person wants to, you know, cast the other person out.
那天他找我，他说你能不能帮我吗
？So the other day he called me and asked me if I can help.
我说你们从那么一个艰苦的地方来到这里，吵什么架呀
？And then I asked him, you guys came from such a you know, poor country, like difficult country, then why are you still quarreling?
Anyway, 昨天夜里面他们又打架。
So last night they were fighting again.
真的是求神也给我只有智慧能够来，他需要我帮助的话能够来帮助他。
So I pray God will give me the wisdom so that when he asks for help, I can.
那回到这个吃惊的这个原理。
So going back to this shocking principle.
那之所以上古凝成的绳子可以承受那么大的力量，或者说它有能力会来做很多的事情呢，是因为有两个力。
So in order for the three cords of strength to receive that kind of a power, there are two
forces
behind it.
第一个力量呢就是压力。
So the first force is pressure.
大家说压力。
Repeat.Pressure.
因为有压力，所以它才坚固。
Because there is pressure, because of the pressure, so it can be, you know, strong.
第二个力呢，叫摩擦力。
The second is friction.
那，因为这两个力呢，它就在凝在一起的，这两个力呢相互作用以后呢，它就变得非常的，一个呢把另一个就坚固起来。
So because the force and the friction.Holding together, so one is strengthen the other.
那，你喜欢压力不喜欢
？Do you like pressure?
你喜欢摩擦力不喜欢
？Do you like to have friction?
okay. 我告诉你，这个上帝造的东西太奇妙了，它跟这自然界的东西跟人的东西真的是一模一样。什么叫压力
So God is a wonderful God. You know, the things in the nature is also in us. So what is pressure?
压力呢，从物理学的严格的定义来讲，就是说当一个东西要侵占另一个的空间的时候呢，就产生了压力。这个它要侵占这个的空间，这个呢不让，它就产生了压力。
So in physics, so when one article trying to invade the other article's space, it causes pressure. For example, the film trying to put like on this platform.So there will be pressure.
这个呢，它就要因为重力的缘故，它要侵占它的空间，它一直会往下掉，所以它会侵占它的空间。
So because
它呢不让，所以就产生压力。
So because of gravity, this film is trying to, you know, put weight on the platform.
Try to go down.
Go down, but this platform wouldn't allow it to go down, so there is pressure.
意思就是说，你为什么来到我的空间，想要占我的地方呢？
So why are you coming into my space and trying to invade my space?
所以产生了压力。
So there will be pressure.
大家明白吗
？You understand that?
人和人之间的压力从哪里来？就是一个要侵占另一个人的空间呗。
So pressure between men and men is the same thing. So one try to invade other people's spaces.
当然，这个空间是比较广义的一个境界。
So of course, the space has a wider definition.
什么叫摩擦力呢
？So what is friction?
严格定义来讲，就是说一个走得快，两个已经有压力的情况下，一个走得快，另一个走得慢，它就产生了摩擦力。
So friction, so when two things are already being pressed together, and one goes faster, and one goes slower.
或者说一个要往这面走，另一个又往那面走，它就产生摩擦力。
Or maybe one want to go left, and then the other want to go right, and it will cause friction.
大家听起来是不是很相像啊？
So 很相像。Do you think it's very similar?
是不是？从人的生活里面好像就是这样。
So just like our lives is pretty similar.
你要不要摩擦力
？Do you want to have friction?
要的人举手。
有时候还是要啊。你车子打滑的时候，因为我记得。
对呀，不是，我说你的，对了，那是要的。你的，你和别人中间要不要摩擦力
？Do you want to have friction between you and other people？
我没有说的车子他不跟你吵架，所以你摩擦力没问题。
对。小孩啊，容易反叛，这就摩擦。
对。大人不反叛，对吧？
反也反叛。
He say that children are rebellious, so then it causes friction. And then Pastor Bing is asking, adults are very very not rebellious.
还有生活嘛，人类发生活也是摩擦。
是，是。但所以呢，这个两个力呢，就是说它是在对绳子来讲，之所以绳子那样的坚固，是因为这两个力。
So, In order for us, the core to hold such way, because it needs to have pressure and friction, the two forces.
那另一方面来讲呢，就是说，如果这个比喻来比喻人和人之间的关系，也就是说，人中间应该有摩擦力和压力。
So if we put it in humans' term, so in order for us to unite, we should have pressure and friction.
对不对
？Is that right?
哎，没有压力和摩擦力的情况就是第一种情况，再把它放到第一个。
So without friction or pressure, we will be just like this.
你要不要
？Do you want that?
不要。Okay. 好了，那为什么现在的人都不想要压力和摩擦力呢
？Then how come people do not want pressure nor friction nowadays?
我再次给大家点，我们有一个敌人。
Once again, I want to show you tell you that we have an enemy.
把那个谎言放在人的里面。
And who puts lies in our lives?
现在讲好多东西哦，好像你自己可以来到那里过一个很清静的生活，对吧？自己一个人享受，对吧？我曾经看一个女的30岁准备要退休，她搞什么美国搞什么房地产资产，她说我30岁退休，一个人谁也管不着我。
So they will tell you the lies that you can go somewhere like remote and live alone a very quiet life. So I know this woman who makes a lot of money in the States, and she's planning to retire at the age of 30, and she's saying that I'm going to go somewhere alone and you know just live by myself.
Nobody bothers me.
Yeah.
I bother nobody.
没有人管我，我也不管其他人。
这种生活是不是你所向往的
？Is that a life that you want to go?
You know, 现在有很多的这一些人有这种想法。
So a lot of people have this kind of longing.
所以现在年轻人不想结婚。
So as young people, like they don't want to have a marriage.
不想有孩子。
They don't want to have children.
因为不想有压力，不想有摩擦力。
Because they don't want to have friction nor pressure.
生活是不是会更好呢？
Is life better that way?
是不是压力就更少了呢？
Is pressure will be like lower that way?
就成了这种情况。
It will become this scenario.
压力更大。
More pressure.
一点点压力就会把人压死。
A little bit of pressure, you will break.
因为没有人替你来承担。
Because no one can help you.
而且他这个世界的压力只会越来越大，他不会越来越小。
As the world grows, and then the pressure will also grow. You know, it's going to grow larger.
所以我们非常的要清楚，我们回到真理里面去的时候呢，圣经讲得很清楚，就说。我们人呢，少年负恶原是好的，你就是年少的时候就要有压力。
So we need to understand the Bible. The Bible says that it is good for a young man to bear burden.
你要想成为朋友呢，圣经讲的铁磨铁就磨出刃来。
So if you want to become a good friend, the Bible says like a rod, like a
iron sharpens
iron. Sharpens iron.
所以我们要明白十字架的道理，耶稣来就是担当这个世人的罪，这个一切的压力都在他的身上。
So you need to understand that when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he's there to bear our burdens.
就是没有这种压力摩擦力的话，就没有所谓的生命和生活的这个事情。
Without pressure or friction, there won't be, you know, lives.
大家明白？
Do you understand?
没有人和人间的彼此相爱，他 生命是没有意义的。
Without loving each other, there will be no meaning for our life.
但如果有爱的话呢，他就会有压力，有摩擦力。
But because we have love, then we have friction and also pressure.
或者用另外一个圣经里面的词呢，就叫做受苦。
So, or in other words, used in the Bible is to have the trials of life.
哪个词你喜欢听？受苦你喜欢听，还是压力摩擦力的喜欢听
？Do you like to hear the word？
其实是一回事情，就是受苦。
Trial, tribulations, or do you like the word friction or pressure? It's actually the same thing.
就是生活里面就是有苦呢。
So in life there will be trouble, hardship.
有爱也会有苦呢。
Even in love, we still have hardship.
这就是耶稣为什么说十字架上，他就是没有这个爱的最大的体现，就是体现在受苦。
So the greatest manifestation of love that is on the cross, which is also, you know, pain, right?
所以我们今天呢，我们要以正确的一个圣经的观念来，我们要来拥抱我们不管是从哪里来的压力和摩擦力。
So we need to understand from a biblical point that we need to embrace this idea that there will be pressure and frictions.
那有人给你压力，他要侵占你的空间，你就让点空间
了。If someone tries to invade your space, then give some space.
啊，谦虚的人有福了。
So blessed are those who are humbled, right?
神会把生命的活水赐下。
God is going to give you the living water.
那我们为什么再回到刚才说，耶稣基督为什么没有命令大家？
Again, we return to the original question. How come Jesus do not command us?
因为这件事情合一，完全是神的工作。
Because this thing, this unity, has to be a work of God.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
我们要把那个 mindset, 就是先把我们的心思意念和神对准之后呢，开始祷告。
So we need to, you know, realign our mindset with God.After the realignment, then we can start to pray about it.
包括拿我自己来讲，我觉得我们的婚姻里面就是好多时候就是神的工作，那就是我自己做不来的。我不知道怎么，师母跟我的背景差别太大了，十万八千里。
So just like in my life, I felt that it's God's work in my marriage because Susan and I are so different.
所以师母也很聪明，因为她说一个人如果爱耶稣的话，他肯定会爱我。
But Susan is also very wise because she knew that if a person loves the Christ, the person will also love me.
就是我觉得神的面前好多次是神亲自来教导我，在一梦一现里面教导我怎么样去理解慈母。
So a lot of times I felt this God was teaching me in my dreams, in my visions, to teach me how to understand Susan.
而且就是说他真的把那个他把那个恩典回赐下。
And also, he's also give me the grace in order to do it.
那完全是靠着神。
And it's all by him, by God.
如果没有神的话，做不了。
Without God, we cannot do it.
我们弟兄姐妹之间也是一样。
Same as our brothers and sisters.
没有神是做不了。
Without God, we cannot do it.
但是有了神呢，就能做。
But with God, we can.
而且一定能做。为什么？刚才主耶稣祷告两次呢？铁棒钉钉。
And we will be done because God, Jesus has already prayed twice about it, and it will be done.
你觉得耶稣基督的祷告会不会被答应
？Do you think the prayer of our Jesus Christ
当然会答应
will be answered? Yes, of course, it will be answered.
哈利路亚，我们一起来祷告。
哈利路亚 ，Let's pray。
主啊，是的，我们感谢你，赞美主啊。当你说我们彼此相爱的时候，主啊，世人就认出我们是你的门徒。
You said that when we love each other, people will recognize us as a follower of God.
主啊，你也祷告，你说愿他们，愿我们合一在你里面。
And you also pray that may you in me and I in you, so that we can be not united.
啊，就像父和子合一一样，叫世人可以信天父差派了耶稣来。
Just like I am in you, so that people will believe that you have sent me.
也将你的荣耀显现出来。
And also, you will manifest your glory.
极大的荣耀在我们中间显现出来。
And you will manifest this glory in us.
主啊，我们多么渴望我们周围的人都能够信主。
So how we long that our friends, our people around us will believe.
主啊，但是你说。要让我们合一。
But you say we have to be united.
主啊，我们再次说我们愿意。
Once again, we say that we are willing.
主啊，愿你的能力。
May your power.
愿你十字架的大能。
May the power on your cross.
愿你十字架的大爱。
When the love on the cross.
在我们的心里面工作。
Work in our heart.
让我们家庭合一。
So that our family can be united.
让我们属灵的家庭也合一。
And also our spiritual family can be united.
让我们众教会也合一。
So that our churches will be united.
但是我们也祷告。
But we'll,
我们从我做起。
But we'll also pray that we will start with ourselves first.
主啊，是的，主，你必成就。
You will come accomplish this.
奉主耶稣的。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen.